Disruptive innovation. Disruptive innovation is related to a big paradigm change. But before we discuss that, let's first talk about what disruptive innovation isn't. A lot of people use the term to describe any situation in which some practice is shaken up and previously successful groups stumble and become failures. But that's an incomplete picture. Clearly, automobiles were a disruptive innovation that changed virtually everything, from the way we travel to where and how we live. And of course, it was a very disruptive change for blacksmiths, stable keepers, and carriage makers, not to mention the horses themselves. But improvements to the automobile were not technically disruptive innovations. Cars simply drove faster on better roads. People moved around more. Suburbs grew up around cities. But all of that happened with the advent of the automobile. What happened after that might have been breakthrough innovations like brakes or headlights for night driving, or even sustaining innovations like bigger engines to move faster on better roads. But the disruptive innovation had already occurred. That was the automobile. Disruptive innovations are at the root of huge changes in our own lives. One of the most obvious is the digital technology that powers cell phones, media streaming, and almost every aspect of communication, entertainment, and information transfer. But it wasn't always that way. In the late 1980s, when Nicholas Negroponte, a professor at MIT, wrote a book called Being Digital and predicted that we were close to a time when we could bring movies and music into our own homes, carry handheld computers that also served as phones, cameras, and information managers, or create our own digital content and broadcast it to the world, he was practically laughed out of the scientific community. A lot of monkeys participated in beating up Professor Negroponte, but nobody's laughing now.